In the last month, hundreds of Pakistanis have fled the United States into Canada, seeking political asylum. Many have lived in the U.S. for years. But now the Bush administration wants Pakistani men to register with the government, and many fear they'll be deported. There are so many refugees that on Monday, Canadian officials began temporarily rejecting many asylum seekers. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, those who do get through face hard times.
The day is blistering cold, 15 degrees below zero. At the border crossing just north of Plattsburgh, New York, a dozen Pakistanis have been waiting for hours in a glass-walled processing room. Women clutch small children on their laps. As they prepare to cross over from the U.S., they look weary and a little lost.
Back home Pakistan, people say in newspaper, too much pressure here for Muslims. So Canada, good place.
Most are too frightened to talk. This man with the gray mustache won't give his name and only mumbles a few words. He says he's praying that Canada will let his family come in, though he admits that there's little waiting for them on the other side.
No connection. Not really. Go Montreal or Toronto, any place.
Do you bring any skills or profession that you hope to do here?
No, not really.
In December, the U.S. government added Pakistan to a list of 25 mostly Muslim countries whose men are required to register with the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Pakistan's government is urging the Bush administration to rescind the order, but currently every Pakistani man over the age of 16 who isn't a U.S. citizen has to report to an INS office. Thousands have already complied, but many others have chosen to run. Ronald Blanchette with Canada's Citizenship and Immigration Department says roughly 400 Pakistanis have turned up at this border station in the last month seeking asylum.
People told us that they were afraid about this registration program. They don't want to show up there. They're afraid to be arrested. That's what they are telling us.
Many of these refugees have lived in the U.S. for years and even decades. Blanchette says they're not criminals or terror suspects, but most lack proper documents. Their visas and green cards expired long ago, and they fear being deported back of prejudice and harassment.
It used to be relatively easy to find a job, even without status in the United States, but as a Muslim, it becomes more difficult. That's why they are moving now.
No one knows really how many Pakistanis live in the United States. Tens of thousands have proper work papers. But by some estimates, more than 100,000 Pakistani men, many of them in New York City, are undocumented. More than 1,000 men from various countries have already been detained, many on immigration charges. Most face possible deportation.
I think it's really sad, personally. You know, give me, you're poor, you're tired. What happened to that?
Captain Dennis Cregan runs the Salvation Army here in Plattsburgh, a 20-minute drive from the border. His church is part of an informal network that offers refugees food and shelter.
Most of them are terrified because they don't know what's going to happen when they get to the border. But they're so desperate that they're taking this chance.
The Bush administration says special registration is a common-sense measure made necessary by the terror attacks in 2001. Justice Department spokesman Jorge Martinez didn't return phone calls for this report, but Martinez told United Press International that America needs a better understanding of who enters our country, especially when they come from places, quote, identified as possible national security concerns for the U.S. Critics of the policy say it's part of a broader crackdown on Muslim immigrants. Since September 11th, the Justice Department has detained thousands of Arabs and South Asian men, holding some indefinitely without filing formal charges. Some Pakistani families would rather take a chance on Canada. Each afternoon, a Greyhound bus leaves this border crossing bound for Montreal. There are also reports of Pakistanis crossing the border in other places. Mohammed Farooq, an editor with the Pakistan Post, based in Toronto, says most refugees will face a tough future in Canada.
There is very limited resources and very limited job opportunities. But Pakistanis are very afraid, so that's why they are crossing the border. They can't go back to the Pakistan because there is nothing for them in Pakistan.
Still, it's likely that many will end their long journey back in Pakistan. Nearly all asylum seekers are allowed to enter Canada temporarily, but since September 11th, the Canadian government has tightened its immigration policies, responding in part to pressure from the U.S. Last year, Canada began to deport thousands of refugees who no longer qualify for sanctuary. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann at the Canadian border, north of Plattsburgh, New York.